This is The Toad He Didn't Know He Could See, written by Daniel J. Waziri and read for you by Daniel J. Waziri and Winston Maunder. The Toad He Didn't Know He Could See by Daniel J. Waziri. Coconut, the toad of the Big Pond tribe, had decided after a long time to go for a walk. From time to time, he would fall into some well, bump into a hard plant, or step on some strange thing that he couldn't figure out what it was, because Coconut the Toad can't see. Blind but not dumb, he would talk to himself, and very agile, according to him, since he can't show his agility because he is afraid of hurting himself. What will it be like to see? He wondered. Will it be as different as I've heard out there? He would say. It must not be that different. I've survived without being able to see, so it can't be that different. Coconut Toad was gripped by curiosity. So much so that from question to question, he realized he had wandered too far from the big pond. It can't be! This thing I'm touching wasn't here before, he muttered, at the same time feeling around with his little haunches. And if it wasn't here before, there are two possibilities. Either I'm on the wrong track, or this thing moved. Wanting to make sure which thing it was that he touched, Coconut Toad tried to hold on to that thing tightly. That's weird, he whispered. It has little things that tickle my hand.
Those things are called hairs, said a very loud voice.
Coconut Toad got so scared he almost pooped himself. Who said that? He said in a trembling voice.
Me,
said the voice. A talking thing, he shouted.
I am not a thing,
the booming voice assured him. Coconut Toad was so frightened that instead of letting go, he squeezed harder and harder. Hey, then if you're not a thing, what are you?
A dog.
A dog?
Yes, a dog. Or don't you know what a dog is?
No, said Coconut Toad with complete sincerity.
A dog is an animal,
said the pooch. An animal?
Yes, an animal like you.
I am a toad, not an animal.
Ha 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 ha.
The dog's laughter was so loud that it echoed all over the place. What are you laughing at? Asked Coconut the Toad.
A toad is an animal,
exclaimed the dog, not without stopping laughing. No, said Toad Coconut, very annoyed, because we can talk, think, play, and many other things.
Only the one who can't see beyond his nose can say something like that.
I can't even see out of my nose, said Coconut Toad, but that doesn't mean I'm not right.
What? You can't see?
No, I can't.
Rightly so.
Rightly?
Yes, no wonder you can't see that you're an animal too.
No, I repeat, Coconut Toad got angry. I'm not an animal because first of all, animals can't move and I can. Coconut Toad didn't finish saying that sentence when that thing with hair lifted him so high that he was afraid to let go. But, did you move?
Yes, you see.
No, I don't see.
Well, that's a figure of speech.
So not only toads can move.
You said so.
So the world is inhabited by toads and dogs?
Not only toads and dogs. There are many, many other animals in this world.
And what else can you do?
Almost all the same as toads, with some differences.
Toad Coconut remained deep in thought, in the air, holding on to the dog's paw.
You can let go of my paw if you want to,
said the dog. Huh? Oh, yes. Toad Coconut let go, and you can imagine what happened. The thump on the ground put him to sleep for a minute and a half. What happened? Asked Coconut Toad.
You let go of my paw and fell.
I thought of everything but the fall, said Coconut Frog, grabbing the bump on his head.
What did you think?
Asked the dog. A lot of things.
A lot of things? Like what?
Well, if you have a name, for example.
My name is Truffle.
Truffle, I'm coconut. Can I ask you other things, Truffle?
Yes, I like to be asked questions.
Can you see?
Of course I can.
Can all dogs see?
Most dogs can see.
So there are blind dogs too?
Yes.
Oh, said Coconut, very surprised. And the other animals you say there are, can they see too?
Yes, most of them. But there are also blind ones.
Hmm, said Coconut. And what are some things you can do different from me?
I can bark.
Bark?
Yes, like this. Woof, woof.
And what's it for?
To communicate with other dogs and other animals.
Oh, exclaimed Coconut again.
I can also sniff,
said Truffle. Sniff?
Yes, I can use my nose to sniff.
Ah, me too, said Coconut happily.
Yes, but it's different. I can smell smells that you don't know exist. Our noses are very powerful.
More than ours?
Much, much more,
said Truffle proudly.
Dog noses are one of the most powerful among animals. I can get home just by following a scent trail, like this. Look.
Truffle brought her nose to the floor and started sniffing.
Oh, it's true that you can't see. I'll explain. I put my nose very close to the ground and I smell.
Yes, I imagined it, said Coconut.
Imagining is another way of seeing,
said Truffle. Strange, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Thinking is another way of seeing,
Truffle reflected again. Wow, you're right.
Wow is another way of barking,
Truffle joked, and they both laughed at the same time.
Wow,
said Truffle a bit surprised. There's nothing to do to him. Your bark is much better, said Coconut.
Wow, wow,
repeated Truffle. Excellent, applauded Coconut.
No, no,
shouted Truffle.
This wow is not a joke. It's an astonishment.
Astonishment? Why?
Because I just realized I lost the trail.
Does that mean you don't know how to get back?
Yes, I'm as lost as you are.
Well, we already have something in common, said Coconut jokingly.
You mean we have other things in common, Coconut?
Other things?
Yes, of course. I'm an animal. You're an animal. I can communicate. You can communicate. I have a home, like you. Because you have a home, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Did you see? We have a lot of things in common.
Yes, said Coconut a little sadly. I'd like to have something else in common with you.
And what is that?
Being able to see.
But we can both see.
How? Said Coconut in amazement.
I see with my eyes and you see with your imagination.
Yes, but it's not the same, said sadly.
It's better, my friend Coconut. Imagination makes you see things that you can't see with your eyes.
Friend? Did you say friend?
Yes, I guess we're already friends. Aren't we?
Yes, I guess so.
There you go. You made a friend and you don't need to see him. A lot of animals we see with our eyes, but we don't realize what we're seeing. Important things, like a friend, you don't need to see with your eyes, but with your heart.
Yes, like family.
See? You just saw something that you don't need sight to know.
You are very wise, Truffle.
Thank you, Coconut.
In that magical moment, and in that unexpected place, a friendship was born, based on nothing more and nothing less than knowing each other. Suddenly, it started to rain.
Come on, Coconut. Let's take shelter. Hold on to my paw and I'll guide you. There is a shelter here.
How do you know?
Do you hear the sound of the rain?
Yes.
Are you getting wet?
No, I'm not.
See? It's a shelter.
The two friends stood pensively watching the rain fall, imagining the rain falling. Thinking, pondering, meditating. It's raining, said Coconut.
Yes,
said Truffle. And I know because it's ringing, joked Coconut. They were silent for 2 seconds and burst into laughter.
It's wonderful to be able to laugh at oneself, Coconut,
said Truffle with a chuckle.
By the way,
said Truffle again, wiping away the tears of laughter,
why do you call yourself Coconut?
In my tribe, newborns are named according to what they do, or how they look when they are born. My parents told me that when I was born, I broke my coconut with a jump. And they explained to me that coconut is the name given to the head.
Oh!
But I don't really know what a coconut is.
A coconut is something round,
explained Truffle. Coconut nodded his head yes, as if he understands.
More like something spherical,
added the dog. Coconut continued nodding his head yes.
It is a fruit that is not from around here.
Coconut remained silent.
Did you understand?
No.
What didn't you understand?
What is something spherical?
Eh. Something spherical is... How can I explain?
Truffle was scratching his head, trying to find the best answer.
Like the moon!
Coconut kept shaking his head as if he understood, but he didn't understand anything. And what does the moon look like?
Spherical.
Oh, and what is something spherical? Truffle was confused, searching for the right answer in his brain.
At this moment, right at this moment, I can't explain it to you. Give me some time to think about it.
All right, said Coconut, quite satisfied. Now you tell me why they called you Truffle.
Ah, I don't know,
said Truffle, and shrugged his shoulders. What do you mean, you don't know?
My mom told me that dogs are named after their owners.
Owners? What are owners?
An animal that takes another animal as its own, as its property.
An animal that owns another animal? Are there animals like that?
Actually, there is only one animal that does that.
What animal? Asked Coconut, as anxious as he was frightened.
The human.
I wouldn't want to meet that animal, Coconut thought aloud.
Dogs like to accompany humans. They feed us, protect us, cuddle us.
Sounds good. So, are they good then?
Not all of them,
Truffle said. We toads are all good, said Coconut with pride.
Not all. There are good and bad animals.
I don't know any bad toads, said Coconut, and he crossed his legs.
You're too young to know, Coconut. How many toads have you talked to?
With my dad, my mom, my sister, and my Aunt Moss.
You see? You know very few toads.
And how can I tell if a toad is bad if I can't see it?
I'll tell you again, you don't need to see to know certain things. There are several ways to tell if someone is bad.
How? Tell me. Coconut was very intrigued.
For example, by the tone of his voice. But it is not easy to prove it. It's only with experience that you realize it. Oh, speaking of demonstration, I'm still thinking about how to explain the sphere to you.
Don't worry, there's no rush. Truffle, tell me.
Yes, my friend.
What is experience?
Experience is learning from a mistake so as not to make it again.
And if I make it again?
Then it's because you haven't learned yet.
Ooh.
I mean, Coconut, we shouldn't be afraid of making mistakes because that's how we learn,
explained Truffle. What is fear, Truffle?
An emotion.
And what is an emotion?
How could I explain it? An emotion is a message your brain sends you to know how to think when something happens to you. What did you think when you got out of your puddle, Coconut?
That I might get hurt by something when I walked in an unfamiliar place.
See? Your brain said to you, hey, be careful, you're blind, and you don't know what could happen to you.
Ah, I see. Coconut felt her tummy rumbling. I'm hungry, he said. Is that an emotion too?
No, my dear friend. That's just a warning from your brain to tell you that your body needs food.
What a job the brain has.
Yes, that's why you have to take good care of it.
And where is the brain?
In your head.
Oh,
I'm hungry too, said Truffle. I'm going out to look for food.
But you're going to get wet, Coconut lamented.
Never mind, the water dries up. Wait for me here.
Truffle ran through the rain, trying to dodge the drops. Coconut thought of all the things he had learned with his new friend. He was happy. At that moment, he discovered that being happy is also an emotion. While he was waiting for his friend with his hands behind his head, leaning against a rock that was there, he heard something that made him jump.
Hi!
Coconut heard that word from a voice that was not Truffle's. Hello? Who's there? For the first time, he recognized that he was feeling fear.
Me, the alligator,
said the voice. Alligator? What is an alligator?
An animal.
Ah, an animal like me, he said, and was relieved. What is your name?
Coconut.
What a coincidence, like me.
Well, nice to meet you. What are you doing here?
Waiting for the rain to stop, you?
Here in my house.
Your house?
Yes, this cave is mine.
Were you in here all this time? Why didn't you say anything? Said Coconut.
It's because we alligators are very quiet, and besides...
Coconut felt something that confused him. Some kind of message came to him from I don't know where. The message told him that something was wrong with the tone of the alligator's voice. He immediately remembered Truffle's words about bad animals. He did not know what to do. Toad Coconut stretched out his legs as far as he could, trying to touch the alligator.
What are you doing?
I'm blind, and to see you, I need to touch you.
Okay.
What are these things that prick?
They are my teeth. They are uneven, but they are very useful to me. Look, stand up here,
said the alligator, in a tone of voice that Coconut the Toad liked less and less. You know I can't see.
Yes, of course. Then jump, but slowly.
Coconut Toad obeyed him without knowing why, and when he jumped, he felt something wet on his haunches. The more his fear grew, the more he wished his friend Truffle would come back. What is this? He asked.
My tongue,
said the alligator. How big it is, said Coconut, touching the length of the tongue with his haunches.
Yes, it is very useful,
said the reptile. Very useful for what? At that very moment, there was a loud and sharp knock. Clack. Coconut Toad again felt a message from somewhere telling him that something bad was happening. He was short of breath. I feel like I'm suffocating, said Coconut, scared out of his mind. His voice did not echo throughout the cave as it had before. He remained motionless, paralyzed, almost like a stone. The alligator did not say a single word. Suddenly, another message came to him, but this time it was not from inside his head. It was from outside the refuge. The sound he heard could not be understood. He tried hard to understand it, but it was impossible, and he became more and more suffocated. When the hopes that his friend Truffle would return were fading, a gust of fresh air filled his face. And now it did. The message coming from outside became perfectly clear.
Coconut Toad! Coconut Toad!
He heard. His joy was immense as he realized that who was speaking was Truffle.
Jump! Jump with all you might!
Shouted his dog friend in despair. And once again, that message from inside him appeared and said, Yes! Jump now! Toad Coconut jumped as he had never jumped before in his life. Before he reached the ground, his haunches rested on something firm. He immediately realized that he was on top of his friend Truffle.
Hold on tight!
Coconut wobbled on Truffle like a flag when there is a lot of wind. What's wrong? Asked Coconut Toad, agitated and shouting. Truffle did not answer. It was a few minutes before the wobbling stopped.
You can get off now, Coconut.
Coconut jumped up and was face to face with Truffle. Now, calmer, he heard that his friend was breathing very fast, much faster than usual.
"It was a great run, wasn't it?"
Truffle said with the little air he had. "Yes, and it was a very lively one." Truffle led his little friend to a tree to rest. One rested from the run and the other from the scare. "Do you know something, Truffle?"
"What, my friend?"
"I learned to ask my brain, just like you taught me."
"Very good. Congratulations. You're a fast learner. Now, when you don't know what emotion you feel, you can communicate with your own brain and just ask it. And from there, you will know what to do with that emotion."
"I have a doubt, Truffle."
"What is this doubt, Coconut?"
"In the alligator's cave, I felt something telling me what to do, but I didn't know where it was coming from. And it came so fast that I didn't have time to ask my brain."
"That something is called instinct, and all animals have it,"
said Truffle.
"But it's so strong that even our own brains can't tell us what it is."
"It's another way of seeing," reflected Coconut.
"Exactly, Coconut. You are so smart."
"I never thought there were so many ways of seeing," rejoiced Coconut.
"And there's more,"
added Truffle. "Like what?" asked Coconut enthusiastically.
"You can see through someone else's story."
"Like when my parents or my Aunt Moss read me a book."
"Yes, that's right."
"Oh," Coconut exclaimed for the 24th time or so. After a moment, Coconut asked Truffle, "I want to see what happened in the cave. Tell me about it."
"I'll tell you."
The two friends enjoyed talking so much that they didn't even remember they were hungry. The rain had stopped a while ago. A few drops remained on the tips of the leaves, giving a special shine to the sunset and to that great moment under the tree. Truffle began his story.
"When I went out in search of food, I met Muffin, my friend from the neighborhood, on the way. He is a dog like me. When I told him where I came from, he alerted me to the danger you were in. It turns out that he heard a human animal say that another human told him that they were in search of an alligator called the Big. Well, it turns out that our refuge from the rain is the Big's alligator cave."
"But he told me his name is Coconut, just like me."
"He lied to you to gain your trust so he could eat you."
"Eat me?"
"Yes. When I arrived, you were inside his big mouth."
"Mamma mia," said Coconut. "How could I not see it?"
"It's like this, my friend. There are so many things we can't see."
"Why do animals lie, Truffle?"
"It's very difficult to explain, Coconut."
"Like the sphere?"
"Yes, Coconut, like the sphere."
"Have you given up with the explanation of the sphere, Truffle?"
"It's just that I realize that sometimes we can only see with our eyes. I'm sorry for you, my friend Coconut."
"Don't be sorry. Never be sorry, Truffle. What can be fixed, and what can't stays that way." This time it was Coconut who was teaching Truffle without realizing it.
"I wish you could see, my friend,"
Truffle wished. "You have made me see many things, Truffle. They were silent. There was a lot to think about. And the best way to think is to be silent." After approximately 217 seconds, Truffle spoke.
"It's time to go."
"Where to?"
"To our homes."
"But you... you lost the trail."
"Muffin helped me get it back. I know how to get back. And he told me how to get to Big Pond as well."
"Excellent," Coconut shouted euphorically. "I've missed my family and I'm very hungry." The new friends made their way back. The toad jumped and the dog walked, chatting, laughing, getting to know each other. When they reached the point on the road where they had to separate, they sealed their friendship with a big hug and a "see you soon." Coconut arrived at the big pond, eager to tell about his great adventure. His parents prepared a great feast of flies and other insects for him, because he was overjoyed to know that he had arrived safe and sound. As he told the fascinating story of his journey, the other toads of the tribe wanted to hear more and more. Which toad, the oldest and most experienced of all the known toads, listened attentively? The legend that there were animals other than toads was gaining more and more strength. When Coconut Toad finished his story, Witch Toad spoke to the crowd. Because he was an old toad, he spoke very softly and slowly. So, there was the greatest silence in the history of the Big Pond Tribe.
Sisters Toads and Brothers Toads, the history of our tribe, the tribe of Big Pond, has a before and an after the great adventure of our brother Coconut Toad. The legend of the existence of animals other than toads has come true.
A standing ovation of applause from Haunches interrupted the speech.
But also...
he repeated, raising his voice as high as he could.
Another legend that very few know about has become true. The legend of Truffle, the dog animal, wise and deaf.
A new ovation of applause and shouts flooded the place. And Coconut could not believe what he had heard from Witch Toad's mouth. While the others were celebrating and eating from that banquet, Toad Coconut, the toad who did not know he could see, laughed to himself and said, "How I wish Truffle could hear!" And again, that message, which he did not know where it came from, came to his mind. There is no better way to see and hear than with the heart. The end. You have been listening to The Toad. He Didn't Know He Could See. Written by Daniel J. Waziri and read for you by Daniel J. Waziri and Winston Maunder. You have been listening to The Toad. He Didn't Know He Could See. Written by Daniel J. Waziri and read for you by Daniel J. Waziri and Winston Maunder.